because riding one of these is the closest you're going to get to doing a magic carpet ride. The smile that it throws on your face and the power that this thing puts out as you're just gliding down the road, and you're fully controllable with the dynamic braking that it has on it, it's just a total blast, man.
Tell me, what's your full name?
Samuel Edmonds Townsend VI.
Now, where do you live?
We're here in Fullerton, California.
Yeah, how old are you?
43.
How'd you first hear or see anything about an electric skateboard?
The founder of the GoPed and the founder of the X-Skate met at the Extreme Expo down in Del Mar in 1992. And at that time, that was the only game in town. And the X-Skate was a high-end, niche market wireless skateboard that kicked everything's ass. This thing rocked. You get on it, it had a 1,000-watt motor, and it would just, like, literally do a burnout on it. I had to have one for myself. Everywhere we went, any race we went to, I was prowling the pits in this thing. But because of its price point of $1,000, it was a niche market. And, I mean, people would get on this thing not realizing the power that it had, and they'd go to give it throttle, and then literally, the thing would just shoot out underneath them, and they'd fly up in the air and land on their ass, on their back.
Yeah.
My dad did it even, you know?
Yeah.
Louis sold the company at some point, and it moved up to Northern California, and those guys were working with it for a while. Louis did everything down in off of Cherry Avenue, down in Long Beach, is where they originally made the X-Skates. Then they went up to somewhere, I think it was Sausalito, California somewhere. And the second owners, I think the guy's name was Jim, he actually started looking at taking stuff over to China and have it made. And they came out with the Raptor series. They had the Raptor 4.0, the Raptor 3.0, they had a 2.2, and they started selling them. And this is the same time the power sports industry was embracing the motorized scooters. And it got really difficult because the people that knew the X-Skate wanted that, and they wouldn't settle for a Raptor 4.0. It just wasn't enough power. Like an X-Skate, you could take it down into my loading dock where my shop was, and at the bottom of the loading dock, you could give it the gas, and the thing would accelerate you right out of that hole.
So the first X-Skates, when they were being made here in the U.S., they were pretty damn good.
Oh, they're really good, dude. And it was like celebrities were on them, you know? I mean, I was selling them to, like, I had a shop down at the Irvine Spectrum, and the comedy guys that were playing the improv would come over and pick them up. We had, like, professional drag racers that were picking up. Ricky Gatson signed a poster for them. And these were going to, like, people that were, like, in the know, but they had money, you know?
All right, so when the company sold, the guy went cheap and went to China because he wanted more.
Exactly, and so you could get a 4.0, and it kind of went mainstream a little bit more with that because they were now affordable. More people could get their hands on them. They were limited. They weren't as fast. They didn't have as much range. But they were still wireless, and they were decent. And that's what was available, so that's what we sold. Fast forward to about 2-3 years ago. So I'm looking around, and at this point, X-Skate's been sold again. We haven't been able to get an X24 since Christmas of, like, year before last. So all you can sell is the cheaper ones, and everybody's starting to sell them. Back in the early days, like, we were the only game in town selling these things. There were very few shops that carried them. Now there were a few people. You got the internet now, you know, since 1992, so everybody's selling the Raptor series on the internet. Those guys sell that company a third time, and it actually is brought back down here to Southern California, to Rancho Santa Margarita. They still haven't gotten their shit together. It's a mess. Two couple years ago, I was going to Las Vegas to the Inner Bike Show, largest bicycle convention in the world. It's a one-week convention in Las Vegas for bicycles. But I'm not going there to look at bicycles. I'm going there to check out motorized bicycles. I'm looking for, like, electric bicycles with lithium-ion batteries, nickel metal hydrate, lead acid. And I saw quite a few different things. And as I'm going around there, GoPed's there, and lo and behold, there's Dave. Local, right out of Santa Monica. You got to be kidding me. You're in Southern California. Cool, high five. Checking his stuff out, we're going to do business.
So was he sharing the booth with GoPed, or he had a separate booth?
Separate booth, but just down the way from him, like literally like four booths down, there's Dave. All his four going, we're talking, I'm checking out his skateboards. Cool, you know, I'll check out your skateboards. So I get his skateboards in, and the price points are right, and the things handle better. With the E-Glide, he actually uses real skateboards like Dewey Weber and Sector 9, and they've actually got the built-in convex decks.
What's the benefit of that?
Totally more controllable when you're on it. Your feet just, like, mold into it. You know, the thing about E-Glide is he always improves on his product. He's totally passionate about his product. He stands behind the product, and the rapport that I got going with him as someone that sells them, and all my customers that get these things, he's got a warranty on it, but it goes above and beyond his warranty with the product. If you've got a problem with the product, and I started to have to tell Dave, hey, man, you have to start charging customers. Like, if they had a problem with something, he'd send out a free part. I mean, for like a year, he never charged me for anything, and I had to start telling him, Dave, you got to start charging the customers, man. And he just was passionate about his product, though. And that's what it's a successful businessman is going to do, is he's got to be passionate about his product, and he's totally in there. And at this point, I was still carrying both boards. I was still carrying the Raptor series from the X-Skate as well as the E-Glide. Within a year's time, I completely dropped the X-Skates. Don't even stock them anymore, because Dave's done so much to improve on his product line. He's constantly evolving it, and he's got innovation, new ideas. He's sourcing out new parts for it. There's not a single product in my shop that gives you more than a 90-day warranty on the product. Dave found a new control board out of Europe that he's put on his board and gives you a one-year warranty. Unbelievable. There's nothing else like it out there. The range and the power that he gets out of the motor is more than you would expect from the wattage of the engine that he uses on the E-Glides. And the power on it is almost comparable to that of the 1,000-watt motor on the X24. Because riding one of these is the closest you're going to get to doing a magic carpet ride. The smile that it throws on your face and the power that this thing puts out as you're just gliding down the road, and you're fully controllable with the dynamic braking that it has on it, it's just a total blast, man. And I literally have customers come in my store, and they're just like, this is my release. You know, I get done doing my college classes, and I bust out my E-Glide, and I go cruising down the street on it. I mean, some people, this is their main transportation. They get around town on it. It's just like, it's like a dope addict. If it breaks on them, they're like going through withdrawals. They've got to have it back.
Do you have to have known how to ride a skateboard?
Not at all. And actually, people that ride skateboards and even people that surf, it kind of takes a minute for them to get to the hang of it, because they're old school where you have to put your foot down and push with it. This thing is all about balance and muscle control. And you just stand on it, and you get your stance, you bend your knees, and you have to learn how to, like, because a skater has never had a skateboard that will break for him. This thing fully breaks, and it slows down faster than it accelerates. So they don't have the muscle, they don't have that, you don't understand how to, like, control your muscles because you're slowing down so quick, and it actually throws them right off the nose of the front of it. You know, they've got to, like, step off, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. So it's just like, practice your figure eights in the parking lot and get the hang of it, and within a week, everybody's got that development of how it works. You do not have to know how to ride a skateboard. You don't have to know how to surf. It's just get on it and just take it easy while you're getting the hang of it. Just learn how to stay on it, what the turning ratio is, and once you get those factors down, then you've totally got it, and you'll start to increase your speeds. And the cool thing, too, is because of the size of the tires on these, on like a normal skateboard, you have to be really cautious. You got to, like, lift the front end up. It's like a video game. So you're watching for everything out on the street. With these, you're just gliding down the road, and you see a rock. This thing's so big, it'll just bop right over the rock, and it won't even throw you off. You just barely feel it as you're going over it. Like going down a sidewalk, and you got the cracks in the sidewalk, no problem. You know, you have to have a certain awareness of while you're riding it, but you don't have to be totally focused in on it, you know. You can, like, kind of chill out, and when you get that groove down with it, you're just kind of, like, still got your knees bent, but you're just, like, sliding along, man, and you just kind of straighten up a little bit, and the wind's blowing in your hair, and it's just... it's like freedom riding one of these. It's a form of freedom. You've got that blast of air blasting past you, and you've just got your little hand control there. And that's another point that I want to make it too. A lot of people, and I as well, totally like, man, it's got a cable, it's got a cord on it, it's tethered, you know, oh, that sucks. I'm not going to like that. And everybody else, and especially those that have ridden the X-Skater, like, you got to go wireless, man. Wireless is the way to go. It totally gives you that freedom to where you can throw your hand around. Well, you kind of learn how to use your hands and where you can go with it. And once you learn it, you don't even realize it's tethered anymore. You know, the hand's back there, and the one hand that's got the power with the tether on, it's usually behind you, and the other hand slightly in front of you, and you just sidewalk surf down the sidewalks with it.
Tell me your two stories of your coolest riding experiences on the E-Glide.
First time I took it down to the beach, I'm on the boardwalk, and a lot of people know of this up in the Venice, Santa Monica area, because that's where they're manufactured. and they've got that local crowd out there where people know them. I'm down in Huntington riding it, and as I'm going down the way, it was right in the downtown area just underneath the pier, lots of people on the boardwalk there, and as I'm coming through there, everybody starts to stare at you, and everybody just moves out of the way, and I felt like Moses parting the Red Sea down the boardwalk.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
It was great, man. That was the greatest feel, too. At 6'4" and 250 pounds, there's only a couple skateboards that I can get on that are motorized, and that will actually pull me around with decent power. Literally, if you get onto something that's smaller, like a Raptor 3.0, it won't do it. It just, I mean, you can do it on the flats, but you're going to be breaking belts and things like that. I get calls from Dave all the time, and he's like, hey, we got this new thing we're trying out, and we're going with these Goodyear tires. And I'm like, I got to try them out. And I threw them on my board, and I started riding around. Oh, my God, night and day, from going the polyurethane to these rubber Goodyear tires.
Tell me the difference.
You literally have to ride it to understand it. It's like you're riding along with a polyurethane, and you feel those little bumps in the rocks and cracks. But with the rubber tires, I put those on there, and it smoothed it out so much it felt like suspension. And it just boosts your confidence level that much more while you're riding it. There are so few people that ride electric motorized skateboards that it's a novelty, and you get away with murder on it. And it totally reminds me, because I've seen this happen with the motorized scooters. In 1988 to 1998, I was the only game in town selling motorized scooters. There was no competition. But once they become popular and everybody starts riding them, the party's over, man, because then it becomes mainstream, and they start really cracking down on what the laws are. And the laws are black and white. If you're the only one in your area that's got one, you get away with murder on it. Nobody says nothing. Another thing is there's two types of scooters. You've got your gas power and your electric power. They fall under the same VC code, and the same laws apply to both gas and electric power. But with the gas-powered scooters, it's the noise that kills it. Anything that's electric-powered, electric skateboards, electric scooters, these kids, they get away with murder on them because they're totally riding them around, and they're not making any noise, and they're not infringing on anybody's, I'm watching the game with my family in here, can you shut that thing off? I'm trying to have dinner. My kid's trying to take a nap on an electric board. You're not making any noise. You're under the radar. You're stealth. You're invisible.
Tell me about the future of electric power.
I was the very first person to tell everybody electric is the future. Here's a perfect example of why electric's the future. You can't take hazardous material on public transportation. Take a gas-powered scooter, try to get on Metrolink with it. They're not going to let you on. Roll up with an electric scooter or electric board, boom, no problem. You can take it right on there. The future is lithium-ion, and the battery technology is coming more and more. Imagine a board that'll go 20 miles an hour with at least a 20-mile range that weighs somewhere around 30 pounds for a dual lithium-ion battery powered one.
I want you to tell me the negative experiences you were experiencing with the ones out of China when the X-Gate was sold to the second guy and he started going cheap with the China. How did you handle the complaint? What was that experience like with the cheaper boards?
As a retailer of someone that's sold the Raptors, you find that after you have a few complaints and you can't get parts for it, you just drop the line. As someone that's selling stuff, you don't want to have customers coming back that you can't take care of. I sell myself more than the product. If you bought it online, you were screwed. There's nothing you could do. So I would jump up and down, and I would be the middleman that was calling that manufacturer and like, I need this part. Take it off of a new scooter. Do whatever you have to do to get this customer taken care of. And that's what we do. But you're only going to do that so many times. The last thing you want, and that's why we don't carry cheap stuff. I don't sell junk. Because junk stuff's going to come back, and you got drama in your shop, and I don't like drama. You want to educate the customer before you make the sell, and then when that customer comes back, you've got a good rapport with them, and if you got issues, especially with a product like E-Glide, you know the manufacturer is standing behind that product and it's got your back. And Dave, as passionate as he is, and he can see the future with these motorized skateboards, he knows what it's going to take for him to take it to that next level. He's right there, man. He's right at the cusp. And the competition is falling by the wayside, and he's just streamlining it and making it better all the time, man. He's innovative, and he's coming out with new stuff always. He's pushing that envelope, E-Glide product.